What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3 Radio Network. All the right moves on Money FM 89.3.
Can you retire rich if you've worked as an employee in Singapore all your life? We'll put that question to my next guest. Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Patrick Chang is a retirement wealth coach. He has about a decade's experience in the financial advisory industry. He's designed a financial literacy system called the MAPT system, which he is going to take us through today. He's also going to take us through the pages and beyond of a book that he's just put out. Patrick is the author of the A to Z Guide to Retirement Planning. 3 in 5 Singaporeans are not confident about having enough money for retirement, according to a recent survey commissioned by BTO with Black Box Research. And despite the retirement age being 62, 38% of respondents plan to work through retirement. 27% say they'll be over 70 when they retire. And only 17% of Singaporeans rely on the CPF or Central Provident Fund. And relying on children for financial support in retirement is felt to be required by 1 in 5 Singaporeans. So how can we better prepare ourselves for upcoming retirement? Welcome, Patrick Chang.
Good evening.
Thanks for being here. So in your book, you talk about holistic retirement planning and the 5 key pillars of your MAPT financial literacy system, M-A-P-P-E-D. Tell us about what holistic retirement planning really requires.
The MAPT came about when I was writing my book, The A to Z Guide to Retirement Planning, because I found that in Singapore, there aren't many books on retirement planning written in Singapore context. Mm. So I decided to write one, but I want to make it simple. So I decided to use bite-sized information using the letters in the alphabet. In the process of writing, I realized that if the reader were to go about reading each letter, they may get lost along the way. So I decided it is important to categorize all these letters into meaningful parts. So that is how it came about. After planning and doing some adjustment, came up with these 5 pillars, which I then gave it the acronym of MAP.
And what do they stand for?
Okay, M stand for managing. In fact, this MAP, M-A-P-P-E-D, they actually come in sequence. So first of all, as we're talking about retirement, what I think important is we must know how to manage our fund. Mm-hmm. We must know how to manage our money, our cash flow properly.
That's why the letter M is maybe the most important letter in the alphabet. Not just because it is the start of my name, but because it starts MAPT, M-A-P-P-E-D, your financial system. So you say you start with managing your funds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only after when you have properly managed your fund, you will then be able to accumulate fund.
Mm.
So once you accumulate fund.
That's A.
Yes. Then after you have accumulated fund, you may want to start thinking about preserving the value of your fund.
Okay.
That because we know that inflation do erode our saving, do erode our funds, the value of our funds. So knowing how to preserve that is important.
You got a second P there.
Yeah. So second P stands for protect. Why protect? Because we know that in recent years there has been many scams. And some of the victims of these scams are pre-retirees and retirees. After you have managed, accumulate, preserve your the value of fund, you need to know how to protect it.
That's
against.
True. You could lose it all in a scam.
Yes. And the last one is ED, which stands for estate distribution. Because I feel that we plan to have a certain amount for retirement. The fact of life is that we may not be able to spend all of that. We could probably not even spend any of it.
So you're talking about planning for future generations.
Yes. So there is we need to plan how all these funds that are not being utilized by our retirement, how to be properly distributed.
I'm going to take you to the A part of your M-A-P-P-E-D, which is accumulation, wealth accumulation.
Yes.
And I want to put this question to you, Patrick. Can someone who earns between 3,000 to 5,000 in Singapore, works as an employee all their life, can they hope to retire rich?
I think it is possible. In fact, there are one key factor in achieving this goal, and that is to start planning early. Okay, we know that in terms of accumulating fund, one of the best ways to do that is to invest. And through investment, to grow the fund, you actually need to give time for the money to grow. It's just like planting fruits. Yep. It takes time to grow. So it is possible to retire rich if you start early, get the benefit of compounding interest, and also to manage whatever you have accumulated in a more sensible and more prudent way.
And you say there's a need to look outside the typical instruments we think of when it comes to accumulating wealth. You say it's important to look outside, for example, of savings and investments. There are other instruments.
Okay, insurance is basically more for preservation of wealth, probably not so much in the area of
accumulating. Okay, so accumulating still would be savings and investments?
Yeah, investment. And study has shown that, in fact, most Singaporeans have actually their saving in cash, which we know that because of the low interest rate, they are actually not making their money work hard enough. Because the interest rate that we receive from the bank is actually lower than long-term inflation rate.
So you're saying instead of saving, it would be prudent to think about investing with your cash? Better use of cash.
Yeah, of course, we still need to have some cash in our bank as part of emergency fund, but I would suggest that probably we should look more into investing it, because I have a statistic that shows that over the past 92 years, investment return have actually always outpaced inflation. That is why I think investment would be good. And also with investment over time, we get to have these benefits of compound interest, compound returns.
Well, it depends on what you're investing in.
Yes,
if you're prudent, and then there's volatility and trade wars to think about.
Yes, but trade war, I would think, is not going to last permanently. It's going to probably will last a while, but it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a long-term affair, because no nation will benefit from trade war. So when investing, we do not just look at what's happening over this week, this month, or even this year. We look at beyond. So I ever heard an expert who say that when we invest, for example, in a particular company, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road, would that company still be around? If it's still around, what we experience now is just a temporary glitch that once it's over.
So that's a value investing approach?
Yes.
Yep. Besides property and stocks, those are two of Singaporeans' most common places to park their cash.
Yes.
So Patrick, as a retirement coach, should we look beyond that? Can we look beyond that?
We can look beyond that, definitely. In fact, other than properties and stocks, there are many other instrument asset classes that we can invest in. One key criteria or one key question that the investor have to ask themselves is their risk tolerance level.
Right.
Their investment horizon, are they comfortable with the kind of risk that they need to bear to achieve that returns? There are a couple of instruments that we can look at, such as for those who are more investment savvy, who have no issue of taking risk, derivative and alternative investment is one option.
Okay.
This is another one. But for those who want a more balanced approach, they could probably look at unit trust investment or exchange traded funds. This kind of asset class allow them to move overseas to invest in geographical funds or even sectoral funds.
Okay.
And for those who do not want to take so much risk, for investment, inevitably, you have to take some risk. So, but for those who want to take lower risk, they can look at bonds investment or even look at certain saving plan. Like what is rather common these days, the retirement income plan. This kind of saving endowment have a very low risk. But of course, the return is also much lower compared to the other form of investment.
Again, it comes back to your risk appetite.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's jump forward to another pillar of your MAPT acronym to, protection. So we talked earlier about the scams and how people can pretty much lose everything. Are there some red flags we should look out for when it comes to scams?
Yeah, definitely. There are, in fact,
targeting retirees.
Yes, there are at least four of them. Okay, first red flag that we encounter is when the person informs us that this investment gives a very good returns. For example, a 10% annualized return every month.
If it's too good to be true, it's usually the case that it's not true.
That's it. So those who, and they not only promise high returns, they also promise guaranteed high returns with no risk. So this is definitely one red flag. The second red flag is the investor are encouraged or given incentive to look for other people to join the investment scheme.
That's a big one, that one.
Yes. So
smells of multi-level marketing. Smells of a pyramid sort of scheme.
Yes, yes.
Not MLM.
Yeah. Third red flag is usually such scam, the expert that is the investment expert will claim that they are investing with a parent company that is a reputable foreign company. And also, they say that they are very good in a particular area, but it's very difficult to verify their claim that they are really expert in that field.
Okay.
So this is because if it's the company is foreign company, usually if anything goes wrong, it's very difficult to get the investment
any
back.
Any recourse, yeah.
Yeah.
Good flag.
Yeah.
One.
So the fourth flag is the investor usually in such investment briefing, they are hard sold. Yeah. So they are not given time to consider. And usually they will say that if you lose this opportunity, then that's it. This offer is only for today. Because for a normal investment,
yeah.
We usually give clients times to digest the information before they make the investment decision.
Right. That's a good flag too.
Yes.
These are all typical high-pressure sales tactics, right?
Yes.
Giving you very little time to think, inviting you to recruit your friends and family, saying that they invest in a parent company that's a foreign company. And let's see, there were four that you've covered so far, right?
Then the other is high guaranteed return.
Right.
No risk.
Yeah, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. Just terrific. Patrick Chung, my guest, a retirement wealth coach and has more than 10 years experience in the financial advisory industry. He's also written a book called The A to Z of Retirement Planning. Patrick, if there is just one piece of advice you could share with listeners in terms of what they should be thinking about in terms of starting to plan for retirement today, what would that be?
Don't wait. Start planning today because our retirement funds take time to grow. We need a long runway for our fund to grow to the amount that we need. If we waited too late, we'll find that we actually do not have that sufficient time to allow us to have sufficient financial resources to have a comfortable retirement.
Uh-huh.
In fact, during the time when I was writing my book, I found a report that shows that 2/3 of the retirees has actually expressed regret that they should have started retirement planning earlier.
Right, right. So it's never too early to start. But
yes.
It's also never too late to start, in case you haven't thought
yes.
of it yet.
Yeah, it's
right.
always better to have some plan in place than no plan at all.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Property stocks are down. Do you think property is still a good investment?
The property stock remain a rather attractive investment option. Yeah, they are down now, but I would think that it is just temporary because most of the property company, they are actually have good balance sheets. They are financially, they are doing quite well. So I think it's just temporary. They will tide over the current difficult moment.
Thank you so much for being here. Patrick Chung, retirement wealth coach. You heard his 5 strategic pillars of retirement planning for his MAT system. He is also the author of the book, The A to Z Guide to Retirement Planning.